whale swapped 50 million USDT for 324 AAVE tokens, worth $36,000, and Aave says the warnings worked. A crypto whale converted $50.4 million in USDT into 324 AAVE tokens, worth roughly $36,000, on March 12, 2026. The trade routed through CoWSwap via the Aave interface, executed with more than 99% slippage. Arbitrage traders captured nearly the entire difference within seconds, as of March 13, 2026. Aave founder Stany Kulichov confirmed the interface displayed an explicit warning about extraordinary slippage and required manual checkbox confirmation before the transaction could proceed. The user confirmed on a mobile device, $50 million in, $36,000 out. The wallet swapped $50,432,688 in AETHUSDT, interest-bearing USDT deposited in Aave, for approximately 327 AETHAAVE governance tokens. At AAVE's price of $111.52 at the time, that returned roughly $36,100. The on-chain transaction 0x9FA9FEEB-CE430801F shows the swap routing through CoW protocol, the decentralized trade routing system integrated into the Aave interface. CoWSwap batches trades and uses a network of solvers to find the best execution price. In this case, the liquidity available for a $50 million AAVE buy was nowhere close to sufficient. AAVE engineer Martin Grabina clarified the distinction. The primary issue was not slippage. It was extreme price impact. The original quote already showed $50 million USDT would return fewer than 140 AAVE tokens before fees. The user saw this quote, saw the warning, and confirmed anyway. Why the liquidity was not there? Aave is a governance token with a market cap of roughly $1.7 billion as of March 13, 2026. A $50 million market buy represents about 3% of the entire market cap in a single order. On-chain liquidity pools for AAVE USDT do not hold anywhere near enough depth to absorb that size without catastrophic price impact. For context, a $50 million market order would cause severe slippage even on centralized exchanges with deep order books. On a decentralized routing system where liquidity is fragmented across multiple pools, the outcome was mathematically predictable. The quote screen showed it. The warning flagged it. Arbitrage bots and MEV searchers extracted the value gap almost instantly, buying AAVE at its normal market price and selling into the inflated pool price the whale's order created. Aave refunds $600,000 in fees. Kulichov stated that Aave will attempt to contact the affected user and return approximately $600,000 in protocol fees generated from the transaction. That refund covers about 1.2% of the total loss. The transaction could not be moved forward without the user explicitly accepting the risk, Kulichov said, adding that the CoWSwap routers functioned as intended per industry standards. The response walks a careful line. Aave is returning fees it collected, which costs the protocol but signals good faith. It is not compensating for the loss itself, which would set a precedent that permissionless protocols absorb user errors. Kulichov also indicated the team would investigate ways to improve these safeguards going forward while maintaining permissionless access. One likely improvement, hard blocking transactions above a certain price impact threshold rather than relying on checkbox warnings. The checkbox problem in DeFi. This is the most expensive checkbox confirmation in DeFi history. The interface did what it was designed to do. It showed the quote. It flagged the slippage. It required manual confirmation. The user clicked through. Mobile confirmation may have played a role. Smaller screens compress information. Warning dialogues are easier to dismiss with a quick thumb tap than on desktop, where the numbers are more visible. Kulichov confirmed the user was on a mobile device. The broader question for DeFi protocols is whether warnings alone are sufficient for transactions that will clearly destroy value. Traditional finance platforms reject market orders above certain impact thresholds. They do not let you confirm your way into a 99% loss. The permissionless ethos of DeFi treats users as fully autonomous agents, but the gap between warned and protected cost this wallet $50 million. This incident comes weeks after a separate Aave Oracle glitch liquidated 27 million ounce WSD Theace due to a stale timestamp, a very different failure mode, but one that also raised questions about the protocol's protective mechanisms.